Well, dear friends, in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Among the things that are filling stay-at-home time these days is an occasional movie or maybe binge-watching of a Netflix series. Perhaps you have even dug out old DVDs or VHS tapes and watched some shows that you haven't seen for a long time. My husband and I were channel surfing for movies last week, and we stumbled across a film from 2006. Wow, 14 years ago. That hardly seems possible. It was the movie Invincible. The title is really a play on words, as Invincible is the story of Vince Papale, who once played for the Philadelphia Eagles football team for three seasons, from 1976 through 1978. The movie, Invincible, is your classic story of someone who, against unimaginable odds, perseveres and is successful in achieving a particular goal. For Vince Papale, who played football in high school, but not in college, and whose football success was in the sandlot of his neighborhood where a bunch of buddies would get together and throw around the football, to try out for an NFL team, and then not only to make it on the team, but because he was 30 years old when he began playing the game for the Eagles, he became the oldest rookie in NFL history. The movie, Invincible, tells Vince's story of what can happen with a mixture of sheer determination, good luck, and timing, and the fact that a coach saw something in Vince that made him believe that he had not only athletic skill, but a certain spark of character. In one scene, the coach, Dick Vermeil, faces a rough start to the 1976 football season, and he is wrestling with whether or not he should cut Vince from the team. His wife reminds him that it really wasn't about the athleticism of Vince, but the depth of his character that made him rise up to the surface. And perhaps that kind of character could influence the team to go on to victory. Well, of course, Vince is not cut from the team. He perseveres against all odds to play, and it becomes the ultimate feel-good story of overcoming adversity for victory. We love these kinds of stories. We love stories of people who go from rags to riches, the unlikely making it to the top, the will and determination of heroes whom we would not suspect, and the persevering against all odds. Character and perseverance, all through suffering and leading to hope, are mixed into the message the Apostle Paul is preaching to the church in Rome that we hear this day. The powerful verses central to Paul's message are a meaningful word of encouragement. Paul beautifully moves from struggle to hope, saying that we know suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. It is a comforting word that whether we are driven or lucky, as Vince Papale, in achieving and persevering, whether or not we find ourselves disheartened or bound for success, we have a God who in Jesus Christ is truly invincible. Jesus, who suffered and endured, persevered and prevailed over all that would seem to want to drive him to despair, has accomplished for us all the glory so that we may have an enduring hope. A hope that we find each time we look to the cross. A hope we have poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. A hope in which we can even boast, because it is a hope that can never be taken from us, no matter life's circumstances. We really jump into this reading today from Romans midway into Paul's argument. He already began with a strong statement around the nature of righteousness in previous chapters of Romans. You may remember that last Sunday we began this book with the important distinction between what the world would understand as righteousness, that being something obtained or earned, and what we have with a righteousness found in Jesus Christ. For Paul, it is crucial to understand that rightness, our relationship with God, comes through the cross of Christ. That what makes us right or righteous is all God's action. It does not rest on our actions or inaction. So, since Paul already made this claim earlier in his letter, our reading today begins with a simple transition word, therefore. A seminary professor, Eric Barreto, says, when we see that word therefore in Scripture, we have to ask ourselves, what is the therefore there for? And so, this reading in chapter 5 of Romans starts by saying, therefore, since we are justified, made right by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Even before Paul makes a bold claim to the source of our hope, he points to the fruit of righteousness in Christ. Righteousness is there for us to have peace. And here is the great gift of faith. It is like taking a deep and cleansing breath, a collective sigh. Closing your eyes for just a moment, even when things are whirling about you, and resting in a place that we long to be, a place of peace. Since we are made righteous in faith, we have peace. This is the same comforting promise we heard in our gospel for today. Jesus' invitation to come to him when we are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and that he will give us rest. Jesus promises us rest. Jesus offers us peace. And the peace we have in Jesus is a welcome relief in what continues to be an uncertain, unsettling, and unknown time. Later in Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, he will say this, the peace I offer is a peace that passes understanding, for it keeps our hearts and our minds centered in Christ Jesus. And this is ultimately where Romans leads us today, to boast in the freedom of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For when we know this kind of peace in Christ, when we are lifted out of that place of sin and the burden that it bears in our lives, when we are truly freed and made righteous in Christ, we know what it is to have that gift of free and enduring peace. Now, for some of you, and Pastor Wall mentioned this in the announcements as well, you are aware that today is a day of celebration of freedoms in Norway. Today is Constitution Day, or 17. Mai, the 17th of May. Now, normally in Norway, this day is filled with all sorts of grand festivities that might feel a bit similar to our Independence Day. Yet because of the pandemic, this year there will not be the traditional large gatherings and parades, and not just in Norway, but communities with Norwegian heritage not too far from here, like Spring Grove, Minnesota, and Decorah, Iowa. What is typically a festive time of celebration will be replaced with quiet observances in homes. The Vesterheim Norwegian American Museum in Decorah, Iowa, has a page on their website dedicated to how you can have a virtual celebration of 17. Mai today, and it offers many resources. But I have to say, I was disappointed there were no Ole and Lena jokes available there. Since that's a shame, I felt I must share a couple today. Ole and Lars go ice fishing. Ole pulls out his new thermos, and Lars says to him, "Ole, what you got there?" Ole says, "Well, Lars, this here's a thermos. It keeps things hot, and it keeps cold things cold." After a while, Lars gets curious and says, "Well, Ole, what you got in that there thermos?" Ole says, "Well, Lars, I got a popsicle and 2 cups of coffee." Ole wasn't feeling well, so he went to the doctor. After examining him, the doctor took his wife, Lena, aside and said, "Your husband has a very sensitive heart. I'm afraid he's not going to make it much longer unless you treat him like a king, which means you are at his every beck and call 24 hours a day, and he doesn't have to do anything himself." On the way home, Ole asked with a note of concern, "Well, Lena, what did the doctor say?" "Well," Lena responded, "he said it looks like you probably won't make it." Back to Sutton Demai. If you're looking for information on the Nordic life, maybe today you check out the Sons of Norway website for even more information available, from recipes to articles, including an introduction to a Scandinavian way of life called hygge. Hygge, you ask? Hygge is derived from a Norwegian term that means comfort. It is something that has been picking up somewhat of a following in current popular culture. Actually, rather than Norwegian, it's usually attributed to a Danish practice, and the Danes pronounce it hygge. It is a call to lead a simple and kind life, and it is supposedly the Nordic secret to happiness. Well, whatever your ethnic heritage, the secret to happiness may lie in part to a simple and kind life. This would likely bless the world with much joy and peace if we were able to function in this manner, simple and kind. Yet what our faith heritage promises us today is beyond what even hygge happiness can offer. When we rest on our own efforts to find happiness in what we can achieve, we will never find true peace. And yet, we have a Savior who can offer us the grace and peace that passes understanding each and every day. And when suffering comes to us in some form or another, and we believe it is all up to us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, to make things right again, to work hard, to get things back in order, we will be consistently disappointed. Yet there is one who has come to make all things right and does not bring us suffering, but promises to enter into our suffering and to be with us. And when the world and its concerns seek to weigh us down, and we long for strength that can lift us up and keep our spirits refreshed, the character of Christ is poured into our hearts with a love that fills us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Your ability to persevere no matter life's circumstances has its source of strength in what Christ has done for you. Because the hope that Paul ultimately lifts up for us today in Romans isn't a hope in that which is yet to be, but it is a hope that is here and now and accomplished in Christ. You have hope for each day, for each tomorrow, because Jesus is your hope. And a hope in Christ is never in vain. It will not disappoint. Jesus promises, "You are my beloved child, and resting in me, you will continue to be given peace to persevere." What a gift to trust in a God who in Jesus Christ is invincible.